Greetings, children. We are known to you as the principal of Athos. We greet you on this joyous day where the sun is always shining somewhere. We feel blessed and we feel happy to have joined you in your eclipse excursions, in your ecliptic journeys. Know that we were there with you all, trying as we might to be the wind beneath your wings, cheering with you as you made new discoveries and pathways on that day, and even many weeks before. We were and are very happy to share our joys with you, and to receive the joys that you and your planet also generated on that day. We would share with you that you are all pioneers traversing a new horizon that is lit and supported by your solar body and a conglomerate of solar bodies with it. Your sun has not been the only one illuminating your planet, showering your planet with light and information. There have been a coalition of others. In our view, you all are quite loved by your sun, and are quite loved by the sun you know as Sirius. And although not often mentioned, a star by the name of Halcyon. We of Athos come to you in that majestic light and joyous love of the one infinite creator. We offer you a message of encouragement. Continue on in your ways, running and frolicking through your life experiences, holding your hands up high, welcoming the storms and the sunshine with a big smile and an open heart. For all love you, all experiences that may come into your life are there to support you and your growth. Even the darkness loves you. All of creation extends its heart to you, no matter what form it may take, for its ultimate form is that intelligent infinity, or the one we call the one infinite creator. At this time, we would like to pass our vibration among you, and we'll attempt to transfer the contact. Perceive our vibrations and our light and love and our joy, if you may. We are Athos. We are Athos, and we return to this instrument and would ask if there are any queries on the heart of this circle, You may ask them now.
Could you speak to how the energies of this eclipse are still affecting our planet and humanity? A lot of people who have some sort of spirituality use the eclipse opportunity to, align with higher timelines or really kind of make a quantum leap in consciousness, kind of advance themselves. And so I'm wondering if those energies, those eclipse energies, are still at play and working with us in that way.
We are Athos, and we agree with you, sister, that your planetary body is still reeling and being washed in the energies of your total solar eclipse. This event creates a field of sorts, and your planet is continuously being turned and bathed within the field that this celestial alignment creates, because you are all unique. There will be different expressions of these energies. You may use them to a specific purpose, but even those who do nothing with these energies will still find themselves being propelled forward. Eclipse energies are moving energies. That is to say that they cause great and exciting change. This is why we are very excited to see the paths that you all will take. This eclipse has opened a new frontier of sorts for you all. And so, yes, you are being changed at the psychological level, the emotional level, the spiritual level, the metaphysical level. Everything about you, down to your cells, is changing under this light, which continues to radiate, even though your totality has passed. May we provide more clarity on this?
Could you tell us a little bit more about the energetics of this field, and if people want to consciously tap into this to continue that forward momentum towards growth and change, what might be a good way to work with the field?
A good way to work with the field is to tune into it energetically, emotionally. For your people, tuning into things emotionally is a gateway. For all of you are not as sensitized to perceiving energies as they are. So we would say, as a gateway to entering eclipse energies in the ecliptic field around your planet, bring up images or video from this event as it happened, as it reached its maximum, and tap into the emotional field of those who were there, and of what you perceive to be the experience of being under the eclipse. We offer this, for we know there are those who were not directly there. So we say it in this way: tune into the emotional field. What would it have been like, and what was it like when you were there? What did you feel, smell, taste, or touch? How did your skin feel? How were your thoughts? Completely immerse yourself in this emotional state. If it made you feel joy or a sense of love and safety, enter these emotions using the imagery or video to further anchor. And once you are in that state, enter the mentality of acceptance. Acceptance and surrender. At this point, you will not offer any intentions or thoughts. You will simply experience. You will simply surrender to this emotional state of being under the total solar eclipse, of being surrounded by ecliptic energies. We feel this may be helpful in connecting. And you may do this at any time, again, whether you were under the eclipse or not. May we provide more clarity on this?
That's clear. Thank you.
We thank you.